Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Money. Member by Avram Goldhar, and today Mosechta is Erev and Daf Samach Gimel. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The majority of this daf continues with the topic of one paskin halacha in the presence of his Rebbe. So the three points we're going to focus on: number one, Ravina, who is a Talmud Chavar of Ravashi, once paskin in front of Ravashi to stop someone from doing an iser, and then asked him if it was disrespectful that he did so. Ravashi responded, "Ein chacham ve'ein tvuna ve'ein etzel neged Hashem." There is no sage or wise man or matter of advice which may stand against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol makom sheyesh bo chilul Hashem, ein chokin kavod l'rav. Wherever there's a possible disgrace of Hashem's name, we don't worry about giving respect to a Rebbe. Point number two, the Gemara brings three statements regarding one who paskins in the presence of his Rebbe. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol amor halachim bifnei rabba, anyone who renders a legal decision in his Rebbe's presence, ruyu l'hakishol nachash, deserves to be bitten by a snake based on a pasuk from Iyo. Ziri said in the name of Chanina, Nikra Chote, he's called a sinner, based on a pasuk from Tehillim. Rabbi Eliezer said, Marin no sum gedula, so is lowered from his level of greatness. He brings the incident of Elazar HaKohen giving over halachas to the soldiers when Moshe Rabbeinu was available to teach them, even though Elazar told the men that Kosh Baruch Hu transmitted them to the brother of his father, i.e. Moshe, and not directly to him. He was punished that Yehoshua never needed to ask him anything. And point number three, Rabbi Levi said, Kol demosi mil kami rabbe, anyone who answers a word in front of his teacher, which Rashi explains to mean that he paskins halacha, azu lishol b'lo avrad, goes to the grave without a child. He brings a proof from Yehoshua, who told Moshe Rabbeinu to silence Eldad u'Medad, who prophesies that Moshe Rabbeinu would not bring Bnei Israel into Eretz Yisrael, and subsequently was punished with no sons. Rabbi Abba Bar Papa said Yehoshua is punished with no sons, b'shvil shebito es Yisrael laila achas mipiriviya, because he caused Yisrael to abstain from marital relations for one night. This occurred when Yeshua was reprimanded by a malach during battle for Bittul Torah. As part of his tshuva, Yeshua stayed up all night learning while maintaining the siege on Yericho, which meant that the Aron that accompanied them in battle was not returned to the Mishkan in Gilgal. We have a tradition, Kol zman she'aron u'shchina shuruin u'shalobim koman, asurin b'tashmi shamita. Anytime the Aron and the Shechina are not resting in their normal place, Jews are prohibited from having marital relations. Therefore, Yeshua was punished Mita Kenegan Mita, with having no sons. So once again, the three topics are number one, Ravina, who was a Talmud Chavar Ravashi, once paskined in front of Ravashi to stop someone from doing an Isser, and then asked him if it was disrespectful that he did so. Ravashi responded, Ein chachma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein etzel neged Hashem. There's no sage or wise man or matter of advice which may stand against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol makom sheyesh bo chilul Hashem, ein chokin kavod l'rav. Wherever there's a possible disgrace of Hashem's name, we do not worry about giving respect to a Rebbe. Point number two, the Gemara brings three statements regarding one who paskins in the presence of his Rebbe. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol amor halachim bifnei rabba, anyone who renders a legal decision in his Rebbe's presence, ruyu l'hakishol nachash, deserves to be bitten by a snake, based on a pasuk from Iyov. Ziri said in the name of Chanina, Nikra Chote, he's called a sinner, based on a pasuk from Tehillim. And Rabbi Eliezer said, Morin oso megdu aso, is lowered from his level of greatness. He brings the incident of Elazar HaKohen giving over halachos to the soldiers when Moshe Rabbeinu was available to teach them, even though Elazar told the men that HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmitted them to the brother of his father, and not directly to him, he was punished that Yeshua never needed to ask him anything. And point number three, Rabbi Levi said, Kol demosi mil kami rabbe, anyone who answers a word in front of his teacher, which Rashi explains to mean that he paskins halacha, azalisha b'lavlad, goes to the grave without a child. He brings a proof from Yehoshua, who told Moshe Rabbeinu to silence Eldad u'Medad, who prophesied that Moshe Rabbeinu would not bring Bnei Israel into Eretz Yisrael. And subsequently, Yeshua was punished with no sons. Rabbi Abba Bar Papa said Yeshua was punished with no sons, b'shvil shebito Yisrael m'layla achaz mipiriviya, because he caused Yisrael to abstain from marital relations for one night. This occurred when Yeshua was reprimanded by a malach during battle for Bittul Torah. As part of his tshuva, Yeshua stayed up all night learning while maintaining the siege on Yericho, which meant that the Aron that accompanied them in battle was not returned to the Mishkan in Gilgal. Kol zman she'aron u'shchina shruin u'shalomim koman, asurin b'tashmi shamita. Anytime the Aron and the Shechina are not resting in their normal place, Jews are prohibited from having marital relations. Therefore, Yeshua was punished mida keneged mida with having no sons. All right, so now we go to our simon for Daf Samach Gimel, and the simon is a Segway, the thing the boys ride around on in town. So here goes. The Talmud who paskened in front of his Rebbe that it was forbidden to go beyond the speed limit on a Segway stood right next to a slithering snake going over the grave of someone who died childless. Once again, in slow motion. The Talmud who paskened in front of his Rebbe that it was forbidden to go beyond the speed limit on a Segway, that must be on Daf Samach Gimel. The Talmud of Paskin in front of his Rebbe that it was forbidden to go beyond the speed limit on a segue, which reminds us that it is permissible for one to Paskin in front of the Rebbe to stop someone from doing an Isser. As Rav Ashi said, Kol makom she'esh bo chilul Hashem ein chokin kavod l'rav. Wherever there is a possible disgrace of Hashem's name, we do not worry about giving respect to a Rebbe. So the Talmud of Paskin in front of his Rebbe that it was forbidden to go beyond the speed limit on a segue, which reminds us that regarding the one who Paskins in front of his Rebbe is deserving to be bitten by a snake, is called a chote, and goes down in stature. So the Talmud of Paskin in front of his Rebbe that it was forbidden to go beyond the speed limit on a segue stood right next to a slithering snake going over the grave of someone who died childless, which reminds us of two reasons that were given why Yeshua went to the grave without sons. Either because he told Moshe Rabbeinu to silence Eldad and Medad, and therefore he paskin in front of his Rebbe, or that he was punished, Mida Kenegan Mida, for causing Bnei Israel to abstain from having marital relations one night. So once again, the Talmud who paskin in front of his Rebbe, that it was forbidden to go beyond the speed limit on a segue, stood right next to a slithering snake going over the grave of someone who died childless. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.